This is St. Louis Public Radio. Committing an act of gun violence is the result of a series of choices. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman explores why people make the decision to arm themselves and shoot and the challenges they face after prison.
Tracy White had been clean for 7 months in 1998 when one drink to celebrate her daughter's second birthday turned into a three-day cocaine binge. A man White knew from her St. Louis neighborhood asked her to ride around with him and get high. They were robbed multiple times over 2 days, so he went and got a gun.
It was just like using a gun to scare them, not to shake nobody up or kill anyone.
By Sunday, White had had enough and asked her friend to take her home. She was laying down in the back seat when a guy jumped into the car.
He pulled out a knife towards my friend, and they were wrestling over the gun. The gun fell back there towards me. When I picked up the gun, I turned it towards the young guy, and it blew his brains out.
White pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in 1999. Now 50, she got out of prison in January after serving more than 18 years.
I can't find a job that would take me with my background, but the jobs that I love, I keep losing them because of my background, but I don't give up.
White never dealt drugs, so the allure of a quick dollar was never there for her the way it was for 41-year-old Willie Streeter L. He had older relatives who were involved in that life.
When you're a kid and you see this, you know, it's something that's enticing about it. You know, I want to be like that guy, or I want to drive that car.
Over a few years ending in the early 2000s, Streeter L racked up a half dozen drug cases and a gun conviction. During that time, he was almost always armed and prepared to use the gun if necessary. He eventually spent 10 years in prison for drug trafficking. That background would be a liability in most workplaces, but it allows Streeter L to connect with the men he counsels at the Father's Support Center. The center has 4 locations in St. Louis, the majority of them in areas that see a lot of drugs and violence. Many of the men Streeter L works with have to move back into those neighborhoods when they get out of prison.
Some of the guys have paranoia issues about going to certain places to even go to class because of the problems that exist there, and so they struggle with it. But we tell them, you can't bring the guns. You have to put the guns down.
Streeter L says that's one of many challenges facing people who have served time for violent crime. His clients also struggle with the effects of chaotic childhoods.
Not enough food or income in the house, and they're neglected, and dad never comes around, and you see your mom taken advantage of. You know, I think sometimes we call the kids at risk or bad. I don't think they're bad. I think they're mad.
It's also hard to keep a job with limited skills and a felony conviction. Drug dealing, though it's illegal and dangerous, brings in a lot of money. Streeter L helps the men he works with learn to break off old relationships and find a new support system. Being older makes a difference, too. 55-year-old Lee was paroled in December after serving 14 years for armed robbery. Lee is his middle name. The restaurant where he works as a dishwasher doesn't know he's a convicted felon. He was armed like he always was in the 20 years he dealt and used heroin when he beat up a man over a drug debt in 2001. When the man called the cops, a simple assault charge became more serious. Lee knows he's lucky that's the only time he got caught.
On a number of cases, I've pulled out my gun and I start firing at people. I normally hit what I'm aiming at. So yeah, I've shot a lot of people.
Lee says his old life no longer appeals to him. He got clean even before he went to prison. He's worked a variety of jobs since being released, mostly in food service.
I'm not where I need to be yet, but I'm patient. This time I'm going to work my way up the right way and not the illegal way.
The money from the quote, illegal way was nice, he says, but prison isn't. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.